Now that one suspect has pleaded guilty of abusing prisoners in Iraq, half a dozen more face courts-martial. This morning we're going to examine the defense of one suspect, Sergeant Javal Davis. He's a 26-year-old from Nottingham, Maryland. According to prosecutors, Davis climbed on a pile of detainees, stomped the feet of detainees, and was present when detainees were sexually abused. He is also accused of making a statement intended to deceive an investigator. His lawyer responds that Davis never showed up in the notorious photos of the Abu Ghraib prison, and that lawyer, Paul Berggren, spoke by telephone from Florida, where he's been interviewing witnesses.
We've entered pleas of not guilty to the five specifications and charges. The critical question is, A, what was the intent of Javal Davis, and B, whether the actions of Javal Davis amounted to torture, abuse, or neglect, or maltreatment under the protocols of the Geneva Convention.
I understand what you're saying, that the key question for you is Javal Davis's intent and whether his actions qualify as torture. But just to establish the basic facts, did he actually do the things of which he's accused, the physical acts, regardless of what his intent may or may not have been?
Javal Davis never jumped on a pile of detainees with the intent to cause physical injury, embarrass, humiliate, or degrade the detainees.
Did he do those things with some other intent?
He did one or two of the other acts, but the intent was to obtain information that would save the lives of American soldiers, American civilian contractors, and other coalition forces.
So your defense is that when Davis stomped detainees and did these other things, that he was acting under orders?
He was acting under passive orders. Absolutely. You know, that's uncategorical.
What are passive orders?
Those are orders wherein nobody tells you directly, I want you to step on the fingers of a detainee. I want you to jump on a pile of detainees and pile them up. They're consistently told, we want you to loosen them up, soften them up. We're not getting enough information from these high-level detainees. That means you MPs, who are now acting as correction officers, who are now acting as military intelligence agents, are not doing your job to soften them up.
Who told your client to soften them up?
Intelligence agents, intelligence officials, MI, military intelligence, as well as OGA, other government agents.
Just to be clear as to who was in there, you said military intelligence and other government agencies. Do you mean the CIA was involved?
Unequivocal. Without, that's been proven already.
Was the CIA involved directly
FBI,
in giving orders to your client?
Absolutely.
Has Sergeant Davis been able to name the names of the intelligence people who gave him these instructions?
No one could name the names because the intelligence agents never wore uniforms. They never wore name tags. They signed in under fictitious names. James Bond was one name that was used. They never gave their names to anyone in the prison, yet they had free rein to interview detainees, remove detainees, and come into the prison at all different times, hours.
I would think that Sergeant Davis, having perhaps seen these intelligence people more than once, would be able to identify them by sight, pick them out of a lineup. Has there been an effort to do anything like that?
There's never been any type of effort made, and it's never been offered. And as defense counsels in this case, it would be virtually impossible for us to obtain photographs of CIA agents or intelligence officers in order to show it to any kind of enlisted person in a lineup.
One of the charges against your client, Sergeant Davis, is simply that he failed to intervene when he witnessed instances of abuse, cruelty, and maltreatment, that he failed to protect detainees under his care. Do you think that he could have been able in that situation to understand that some of these acts were wrong?
No, absolutely not. Sergeant Davis actually questioned his non-commissioned officer in charge, the enlisted person above him in rank, as to whether what he was doing or whether what was happening was permissible. And he was told that your mission is as a soldier is to follow orders.
And the guy who was telling him all that was Staff Sergeant Chip Frederick?
As well as others.
Others who have not been charged in this case?
Not been charged. The only people that have been charged is low-level enlisted personnel. Captains, superior officers have not been charged at all.
Well, let's follow this up the chain of command. Who was Staff Sergeant Frederick's boss?
I don't want to name names. because what's happening to these individuals is tragic enough.
Did your client, Sergeant Davis, have any direct contact with these superior officers above Chip Frederick? No,
you weren't allowed to. In the military, you rely upon what they call your chain of command, okay?
In your view of the case, who was the highest-ranking person involved?
The individuals that are on top. And, you know, you really could start with the commander-in-chief and work downward. Sending these kind of troops there with not enough manpower. They didn't receive 5 minutes of training as correction officers. They were road MPs. They didn't receive any training at all in reference to the Geneva Convention. They didn't receive any training at all in reference to intelligence gathering as MI officers.
You've argued that your client was following orders, doing what he was told. But would you argue that Sergeant Davis's conduct was the ideal conduct of a soldier, that there was nothing he could have done better or differently?
I can't answer that, and I don't mean to obscure your question. The reason why I can't answer that is that you have to live one day in the life or one day in the boots of Sergeant Davis and these other individuals that were living under those conditions and working under those conditions, then you could answer the question as to whether they acted as model soldiers.
Sergeant Davis, in his sworn statement to investigators, said that he did find some of the activities that he witnessed morally objectionable. Setting the law aside for a moment here, shouldn't he have done something about it?
Well, he did. He did. He did something about it. He was a United States American soldier who queried his superior non-commissioned officer. And he was told, you're a soldier, you put on that uniform, you follow orders. So you follow your orders and you march on, soldier.
That's Paul Bergeron, a lawyer for Sergeant Javal Davis, who was accused of abusing Iraqi detainees at Abu Ghraib prison. Davis and two others have a hearing in Baghdad next month.